You are cordially welcomed to our tour of the interior of the Wawel Royal Castle. Let's head up the stairs. The castle as we know it today was built in the first half of the 16th century. The ministerial staircase that we're ascending dates from this period. It leads to the ruler's private apartments on the first floor and to the staterooms on the floor above. Exhibit number 5 is a 15th century seal from the Teutonic Order. It depicts a pelican feeding its young. The heart of the European Solidarity Centre is the exhibition commemorating the Solidarność Revolution and the fall of communism in Europe. The European Solidarity Centre is also a public space where meetings of people who feel responsible for the development of democracy take place, and a place for the practice of solidarity and citizenship. I took this chalice from him to the parish in Oświęcim, almost like a relic. Years later, a man comes to me and says that one day a priest he knew, a prisoner, secretly gave him a tiny bundle. He didn't know what it was. Today it can be said that it was almost a miracle to take out this small chalice because there was always an inspection at the gate. If workers were caught taking something outside, they would receive the death penalty. Let's now look at the corner of the room where we can see metal boxes on the floor. From the very beginning of the Warsaw Ghetto's existence, a clandestine archive called On Egg Shabbat was in operation there, founded by the already mentioned Emanuel Ringelblum. When the resettlement was announced, the members of On Egg Shabbat, sensing the impending danger, hid the documentation they had gathered in tin boxes and milk cans. Part of the archive survived, and today serves as an invaluable source of information about the life in the Warsaw Ghetto.